proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today as your host. We've been talking about the life of Solomon Ginsberg, who is the missionary to Brazil. This is actually coming from the book called Famous Hebrew Christians, which was written by Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse. We've been talking about Solomon Ginsberg, who was born in 1876 in Poland and brought up under strict religious training by his father. We talked about last time how he was approached by a Jewish missionary in London and confronted with the passage of Isaiah 53. He asked his father about it sometime before that, and his father really just took the book away from him, didn't want him to hear it. With that, let's pick up the story. It says, with this incident vividly impressed on his memory, Ginsberg was about to learn about the Messiah, Jesus. As he listened to the missionary unfolding prophecy after prophecy, with Yeshua, or Jesus, as their fulfillment, it seemed that a weight of doubt was lifted from his heart. Faith did not, however, come quickly or easily. For 3 months, he struggled within himself to the point of damaging his health. Finally, on hearing a sermon on Matthew 10:37, it says, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me." His soul was touched as he resolved to follow Jesus at any cost. When his uncle learned of his decision, he gave Ginsberg a choice. Solomon had to either give up his belief in Jesus or else lose his position. Solomon refused to give up his belief, and he was driven from his uncle's home. No Jew would hire him, and he wandered through the streets of London for days, friendless and jobless. Observing his predicament, a missionary placed him in a home for Jewish Christians where he was given instruction in painting. A year later, another uncle came to London to see him. When they met, his uncle said he'd come to take Solomon home. There was one condition, however. Solomon was to give up his new faith. The uncle warned Solomon that unless he consented to this, he was to be excommunicated, disinherited, and considered dead. He was given a week to decide. Solomon never forgot the horror that seemingly was never-ending week of darkness and bitter days and sleepless nights. But the turmoil of his thoughts and the torment of his emotions did not make Solomon waver for one moment in his faith in the Messiah. In the presence of his uncles and several rabbis, he gave his final answer, declaring that he would not compromise with his conscience. On the basis of the Hebrew prophecies, he had accepted Jesus as the Messiah. He was thereupon cursed and put in cherem, that is, excommunication. It was with a heavy heart that he left their presence, full of pity over their mistaken zeal. A great desire to prepare himself for missionary service rose in Ginsberg's heart. After a period of discipline and study, he graduated with honor from Harley College in London. He felt the call to work among the Gentiles, and he received an invitation to the continent of South America. He left for Brazil with no guarantee of support, but supremely happy in the realization that he would serve his Messiah, whom he had done so much for him. Sometimes referred to as the Wandering Jew, Ginsberg supported himself by selling Bibles and tracts. He quickly became proficient in Portuguese and held open-air services, teaching the people choruses and gospel hymns. The open-air meetings seemed to reach many people, so Dr. Ginsberg continued them, though his life was often threatened and he was forced to obtain government protection until more peaceable times prevailed. As his work developed, a theology class was organized for the training and teaching of new believers, followed by a day school that was named Colegio Americano Baptista. It was very successful and well-attended. Later, Rio College and Seminary was established, about which Ginsberg said, "Today, whole communities rejoice in the God-given freedom of the gospel." Solomon Ginsberg died in 1927, still dreaming of further conquest for his Messiah. It was said of him, "His going has made Brazil poorer, and it's no exaggeration to say that no man among us will be so missed by both missionaries and native Christians as Solomon Ginsberg." This has been the story of Solomon Ginsberg from Famous Hebrew Christians that we have here at IBJM.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.